It must be strange to be moving.
It's time, Nora said, getting out two coasters and putting the glasses on the table. She sat down. But you didn't come to ask about that.
No.
Caroline took a drink, then placed her hands flat on the table as if, Nora sensed, to steady them. But when she spoke, she seemed calm, resolved.
Nora, may I call you Nora? That's how I've thought of you all these years.
Nora nodded, still perplexed, increasingly unnerved. When was the last time Caroline Gill had crossed her mind? Not in ages, and never except as part of the fabric of the night when Paul was born.
Nora, Caroline said as if reading her mind, what do you remember about the night your son was born?
Why do you ask? Nora's voice was firm, but she was already leaning back, pulling away from the intensity in Caroline's eyes, from some swirling undercurrent, from her own fear of what might be coming. Why are you here and why are you asking me that? Caroline Gill didn't answer right away. The lilting voices of the bluebirds flashed through the room like motes of light.
Look, I'm sorry, Caroline said. I don't know how to say this. There isn't an easy way, I suppose, so I'll just come out with it. Nora, that night when your twins were born, Phoebe and Paul, there was a problem.
Yes, Nora said sharply, thinking of the bleakness she had felt after the birth, joy and bleakness woven together, and the long, hard path she had taken to reach this moment of steady calm. My daughter died, she said. That was the problem.
Phoebe did not die, Caroline said evenly, looking straight at her.
And Nora felt caught in the moment as she had been all those years ago, holding on to that gaze as the known world shifted around her.
Phoebe was born with Down syndrome. David believed the prognosis was not good. He asked me to take her to a place in Louisville where such children were routinely sent. It wasn't uncommon in 1964 to do that. Most doctors would have advised the same. But I couldn't leave her there. I took her and moved to Pittsburgh. I've raised her all these years.
Nora, she added gently, Phoebe is alive. She's very well. Nora sat very still. The birds in the garden were fluttering, calling. She was remembering for some reason the time she had fallen through an unmarked grate in Spain. She had been walking on a sunny street, carefree. Then a rush, and she was up to her waist in a ditch with a sprained ankle and long bloody scrapes on her calves. I'm okay, I'm okay, she had kept telling the people who helped her out, who took her to the doctor. Brightly, unconcerned, blood seeping from her cuts. I'm okay. It was only later, alone and safe in her room, when she closed her eyes and felt that rush again, that loss of control, and wept. She felt this way now. Shaking, she held on to the edge of the table,